This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russia's prison agency says Alexei Navalny, the strongest adversary of Russian President Vladimir Putin, has died in an Arctic prison at age 47. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
In remarks at the Munich Security Conference, Vice President Kamala Harris says the U.S. is working to confirm reports of Alexei Navalny's death.
If confirmed, this would be a further sign of Putin's brutality. Whatever story they tell, let us be clear, Russia is responsible.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the reported death of Vladimir Putin's top political foe is another sign that Putin holds too much power over his country.
The fixation and fear of one man only underscores the weakness and rot at the heart of the system that Putin has built. Russia's responsible for this. We'll be talking to many other countries concerned about Alexei Navalny.
Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has signed a bilateral security agreement with France. It comes hours after he officialized a similar deal with Germany on Friday. It is a signal of a long-term support of, as Kyiv works to shore up Western support nearly 2 years after Russia launched its full-scale war. Zelensky met in Berlin with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, who said Berlin is providing another 1.1 billion euro package of military aid. He then met with French President Emmanuel Macron, who said France is providing an additional package worth 3 billion euros. Ukraine signed last month its first such bilateral agreement with the UK. Macron said he would travel to Ukraine by mid-March. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at